America's fascination with cars dates back to Henry Ford's Model T. From there, realities turned to wishes when the Jetsons' 1960 cartoon made the flying car a vision for the future. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with residents of Bloomington Normal about their hopes and hesitations about self-driving cars.
Todd Chapman is a resident of Bloomington. He says he's looking forward to seeing more self-driving cars on the road for safety reasons. By taking the wheel out of the hands of people, he says that leaves less room for human error.
We were on a family vacation last summer driving on the interstate, and there was a semi-truck that just didn't see us next to it and just merged over, and we managed to just kind of go on the shoulder real briefly. It wasn't an accident. We weren't that much in danger or anything, but I remember thinking that, you know, a self-driving car wouldn't have made that move and wouldn't have veered into our lane because they would have known we were right there.
Chapman says he knows a couple of people who rode in self-driving cars, and he's looking forward to his first ride. But what about his kids? Would Chapman willingly place his children in an autonomous vehicle to take them to school?
Not yet. Maybe once I have more experience or some experience in these types of vehicles, I might be more comfortable. But down the road, sure, that's likely to be a reality, but not quite there yet.
That seems to be a common answer. People are excited for their first ride, but hesitate when asked about putting their loved ones in the computer-driven car. Normal resident Robin Levine has an 18-year-old son. He says the technology needs more work first before he would feel comfortable having his son ride in one. But Levine says he looks forward to the day he calls or orders a self-driving car to take him to work. Daniel McClure is a resident of Normal. He considers himself to be very pro self-driving vehicles. He says they're safer than the human driver alternative.
As humans, we can only focus on one thing at a time. Self-driving cars, on the other hand, will have the potential for being able to focus on everything at one time. And so the limitations that humans kind of introduce into the equation of car driving is a limitation that, you know, computers, they just won't have.
Earlier this year, Uber suspended its self-driving car service in Arizona after one of its company's autonomous vehicles hit and killed a pedestrian. McClure says loss of life is always concerning, but that people should remember car accidents are the third largest cause of fatalities in the U.S.
One person perishing from a self-driving car is in itself very sad and something that we need to look at to prevent. However, there are so many other people that perish every day needlessly because intoxication, just simply being distracted from a radio, phones, and whatnot, or even just other things on the road.
The Centers for Disease Control puts vehicle accidents behind heart disease and cancer for the leading cause of death in the U.S. Chapman agrees, citing another CDC statistic that over 30,000 people die each year in the U.S. as a result of those accidents. He says Uber's self-driving car accident is cause for some hesitation, but
I don't think it's a cause for panic, but it's a realization that the technology is not 100% there yet. There's going to be some likely other incidents like this along the way.
Chapman says the public needs to think realistically and realize that accidents are going to happen. But he says self-driving cars are an improvement from human error.
Let's get it as good as we possibly can and then figure out, you know, how to make it as safe as possible. There's never going to be, or it's going to be a long time before there's zero highway deaths, whether it's self-driving cars or human drivers.
Chapman says the unpredictable nature of humans is likely too much for the computers inside self-driving cars to understand. He says that will no doubt lead to difficulties, but it doesn't mean to stop improving the technology.
I don't know if there's, you know, with artificial intelligence, if they can start learning how to predict how humans may behave unpredictably, whatever, if that even makes sense. But the technology is becoming so advanced, I would think that there's going to be some improvement in that aspect.
GLT's Mary Cullen reporting on the how residents of Bloomington Normal view the advent of driverless vehicles.